Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, January 20th, 1970, the Barbados Advocate reported that the day before, the Fogarty store on Broad Street was destroyed by fire, a mere 40 days after the same fate befell the Kay Shepherd and Louis L. Bailey stores. The Fogarty store, owned by a Mr. William Fogarty, held the reputation as the poor man's store, and in July 1937, it was spared the onslaught of the rioters. However, 33 years later, it was gutted by fire. The Fogarty store, located on the site of present-day Norman Center, did not perish alone, but many other businesses from Broad Street to Victoria Street to Prince William Henry Street were razed, and a number of others damaged. According to Fire Officer St. Clair Clark, there was a steady, strong westerly wind that night. Moreover, as Fireman Jeffrey Miller told the Barbados Advocate, he was on duty in the control room that night, and seeing the blaze, he dispatched the fire tenders around 8:45 p.m. However, the fire spread quickly as the sparks were carried by the breeze and engulfed the buildings, causing significant damage. This also resulted in the firemen having to fight the fire on two fronts. Along with Fogarty, other businesses lost to this fire included Thanny Brothers, Trader Man, Chatterbox Soda Fountain, Cole's Printery, Christian Literature Crusade, Modern Dress Shop, G.W. Hutchinson, along with a small depot operated by Purity Bakeries Limited, and a bond owned by Kay Shepherd in which they stored their liquor. Fire tenders stationed at headquarters on Probyn Street, Worthing Christchurch, Weston St. James, and as far away as Four Crossroads in St. John were called to the scene to fight the raging inferno. Additionally, the government tug Culpeper was utilized to pump water from the careenage onto the shipping office, the schooner pool, and the spirit barn to prevent the fire from spreading to those buildings. Business owners of Whitey Lima and J. Baldini turned up to remove valuables from their stores, while others who sustained complete loss were in shock and contemplated their next move. After 5 hours of fighting the merciless inferno, firemen finally brought the blaze under control. So, on this day, January 20th, 1970, businesses on Broad Street and surrounding areas were razed by fire, including the very popular Fogarty store, leaving a scene of twisted steel, gutted buildings, and smoldering ruins.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.